Addressing a room full of religious leaders and diplomats, Mr. Guterres recalled his years heading the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, helping people uprooted from their homes. He said for many in this situation, faith is an anchor in a stormy sea of fear, loss, separation, and destitution, and is central to hope and resilience. Yet, he said, around the world, religion is being twisted and cynically manipulated to justify incitement to violence and discrimination. The Secretary General added that there also has been an alarming rise in hate speech, whether offline or online, which sows the seeds of suspicion, mistrust, and intolerance.
And so it is no surprise that hate speech is one of the most common warning signs of atrocity crimes, genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. And since we know the warning signs, we can also take early action to prevent these crimes. The voice, the authority, and the example of religious leaders are critical in this regard. And this conviction led to the development of the initiative we launched today.
The FAIR's plan of action sets out a broad range of ways in which religious leaders can prevent incitement to violence and contribute to peace and stability. It also stresses the importance of women and youth in all prevention activities. Deanne Penn, United Nations.